الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ القرآن فاستوهره وأحل حلاله وحرم حرامه أدخله الله الجنة وشفعه في عشرة من أهله كلهم قد وجبت عليهم النار أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Most respected علماء الكرام brothers and elders MashaAllah, this is once again Allah Ta'ala has blessed us and Allah Ta'ala keeps blessing us in great numbers, the amount of opportunities we get to be witnessing the occasion of the Khatam of the Quran Sharif. Many parts of the world, this is something extremely rare. I remember many years back, there was the Jalsa in the Alnu Mazadwal while we were still studying. So on that particular occasion, there were about 50 students that were competing in one of the Hifz Khatams. At that time, there were some guests from Australia also. So he was a person involved in Dini Khidmat and so on. So now this is going back about almost 30, close to 40 years ago. Now because at that time already many Hifz Khatams were already taking place. So this too now the number, so many students competing at one time and the time that's required. So everybody was given and there was nothing wrong with what was being done. So everybody was given maybe 2-3 minutes each to recite just the last ayat of his sabak, last sabak. And then the last student completed as normally is done, the last three surahs and so on. So in any case, this guest from Australia was then given a chance to say a few words. So he was expressing his feelings at that time. And probably in all his life in Australia, the area that he lived in, he had witnessed perhaps one occasion of the Khatam of the Quran Sharif. So now here on this particular occasion, there was such a large number of Huffaz competing in one gathering, in one Jalsa. So he was astounded that each one was just given 2 minutes each. He said if this was happening back in Australia, we would have given each one maybe the whole day to read. Now it doesn't mean that that has to happen in that way. What was done wasn't anything wrong. But the point in this is that he was coming from a background of where this was very, very rare. In his whole lifetime, he witnessed one khatam of the Quran Sharif. Now in one gathering, he's witnessing 50, or around that number it was. He just couldn't, he was overwhelmed with it. And in his condition of being overwhelmed with that emotion that were probably flooding him, appreciating this opportunity, that he's sitting in a gathering where 50 khatams of the Quran Sharif has taken place, he couldn't contain himself. Now mashallah, we get this opportunity every now and again, and as a result, we take it for granted. It has become part of things that happen. So again another happened, and again another one will happen. Whereas we will never be able to fully realize what has happened. It'll only open out, the reality will open out only on the day of Qiyamah, will open out in Akhirat. In this dunya, we have to just, without really being able to fathom the reality, accept it as it has been told to us. That this is beyond what we can imagine. It is beyond what we can imagine, but the reality cannot become evident in this dunya, because this dunya is too small a place for the reality to be evident. So our iman makes us accept it as it is, that yes, the entire world put together is nothing compared to, let alone somebody making hafs of the entire Quran Sharif, even somebody learning one short surah of the Quran Sharif, one ayat of the Quran Sharif, what is this entire material world compared to that? So the first aspect in this is to bring to heart and mind, to whatever extent we can, that this is no ordinary occasion, and the hifz of the Quran Sharif is no ordinary action. This is extremely great. This is extremely great beyond our wildest imagination. So we should give it that kind of attention, that kind of appreciation, that kind of respect. So the least that we can do is bring the Quran Sharif alive in our own homes, our own lives, every time that we get this opportunity to witness these Mubarak occasions, to let this inspire us to bring the Quran Sharif alive. In the Quran Sharif itself, Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. A 3-point plan for our success of dunya and akhirat. So number one, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Who is being addressed? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is the first recipient of the Quran Sharif. But Allah is addressing him, but the message is for us, for the entire ummah, that if I am addressing my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose extent of tilawat is unmatched, and yet he is being addressed, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab, recite the Quran that has been revealed upon you, then what is the responsibility of the ummah, how much we should be attaching ourselves to Quran Sharif? That the message is for us. Now this is the question for myself, all of us. Utlu ma uhiya, Allah is saying recite. Recite the Quran Sharif. So how much of tilawat is in my life? Occasional, when somebody's passed away, or Ramadan? No, daily tilawat. Daily tilawat of the Quran Sharif, the nazam that we heard recited, we may not have understood the meaning, but part of, or some lines that were in there, that this recitation of Quran Sharif, or this Quran Sharif itself, that fee in noor, there's so much of noor in it. Obviously we can't see this noor with our eyes, but this is the noor we need in our hearts. This is the noor we need in our homes. We want that mahabba, we want that barakah, we want to protect our homes, our hearts, our house, ourselves, our children, from all the fitnas that are engulfing us. One extremely necessary and important aspect is tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Tilawat itself. Tilawat of the Quran Sharif, one hadith narrated in the books of hadith, Muslim Sharif, etc. Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala, he is busy reciting Quran Sharif in Salah. It's late at night, and he's probably, it was a hot night, so he was reciting outside, and he had his little child sleeping, and the horse was tied somewhere close by as well. And as he's reciting the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, and subhanallah, what can we imagine about the tilawat of sahaba ikram? And then suddenly he realized, senses his horse is becoming excited, is beginning to prance about, jump about. So now he became concerned, this horse is jumping around, it mustn't trample this child that's lying close by. So he sort of started stopping, then the horse also stopped, then he continued reciting, again this horse is jumping around. So then out of concern for that child, he then terminated his tilawat in salah and then completed the salah. After he completed the salah, he just looked up and he sees like a cloud filled with like lights. And this is disappearing high up. So he came and expressed this entire incident to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So upon hearing this, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Iqra yabna Hudayr. Oh Ibn Hudayr, why didn't you go on reciting? That was not just a cloud. That was the malaika, which normally won't become visible to us. But Allah Ta'ala made it visible to him. That they were coming and descending. If you continued reciting, they would have come into your home. Now that On that occasion, those particular malaika, they then departed because the tilawat stopped. But the barakat and the noor continues to come. The noor of the Quran Sharif, the noor of tilawat, the barakah that comes with it, that doesn't stop at any point. The person who's reciting the Quran Sharif, that comes cash with him. Now the question is that so many things happen in our home every day. How much of tilawat happens in our home? And then how many times we are complaining about so many problems in our homes? We're looking for some ta'weez, we're looking for some whatever else within the limits of Shariat, everything in its place. The greatest ta'weez is deen. The greatest ta'weez is taqwa. And the greatest ta'weez is the Quran Sharif. Bringing the Quran Sharif alive, recitation of the Quran Sharif, amal upon the Quran Sharif, conveying the Quran Sharif, this is the biggest ta'weez. Ta'weez means protection. So ta'weez means, what is the particular meaning that has become in common usage? The ta'weez is for something that is written and tied on the, hung on the body somewhere. Ta'weez literally means protection, to protect something. And there's no better protection than the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. There's no better protection than taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. The one who adopts taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will grant him a solution to every problem. That's what we're looking for, solutions. We're looking for solutions. Allah has given us the prescription. The biggest ta'weez in the Quran Sharif. Biggest ta'weez is taqwa. So we bring the Quran Sharif alive in our homes, alive in our lives, and the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. So the first aspect in this ayat, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab, the recitation, tilawat. And then wa aqim as-salah. Number two, establish salah, iqamat salah. Establish salah. Establishing salah is performing it with regularity and performing it with all its etiquettes and adab. The sunan of salah, every sunnah has tremendous noor in it. And mashallah, whatever sunnahs we try to practice on, but some sunnahs are easier than other sunnahs. Because it doesn't take any additional time, doesn't take any additional effort, doesn't cost anything. We're going to do something, we're going to do it. But if we just took the care to do it in the sunnah manner, now we're going to have to make takbir at-tahreema to get into salah. And with takbir at-tahreema, we're going to raise our hands. It has raised it without any consciousness. How are we raising it? Where are we raising it? So that was going to happen. We're going to raise our hands. But we took the care to raise it correctly, face the palms towards Qibla, the thumbs in line with the earlobes, the rest of the fingers in line with the ears, and it's facing Qibla. Now just that little consciousness and that little care to ensure that we did it in the sunnah manner. It took no additional time. We still raised our hands. We still, I'm salah now, entering salah. But that one extra effort, slight effort, consciousness, to do it consciously in the sunnah manner, that brought alive a sunnah of salah. And every sunnah is a floodlight of noor. Now that heart got filled with that noor of sunnah. Many times, the sunnahs that we take least note about are those in salah. And salah is the greatest amal. The greatest amal after iman is salah. And that's where sometimes we are least conscious about fulfilling the postures of salah, etc. in the sunnah manner. Whereas if that is the greatest amal, which it is, then the greatest amount of care to fulfill it in the sunnah manner should be in salah also. So now in any case, what we are talking about is that this noor comes with every sunnah in our lives. This noor comes with iqamat salah. And establishing salah entails fulfilling it in with fulfilling all the sunnahs of salah as well. And then all the other details that go with it, with khushu and khudu, etc. So Allah Ta'ala gives us this command, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab wa aqimi salah. And what is the effect of iqamat salah? When a person has established salah in his life, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salah becomes a barrier between a person and all kinds of immorality, evil actions, sinful things, salah becomes a barrier. So now if my salah is not yet preventing me from misusing my eyes, from looking at haram, then it means iqamat salah hasn't yet come. There is some performance, but the Quran Sharif doesn't speak about just performing salah. The Quran Sharif speaks about iqamatus salah, alladhina yuqimuna salah, wa aqimus salah, wa aqimis salata li dhikri. Throughout the Quran Sharif is about iqamat salah. Now, if that salah that is being performed 5 times a day, mashallah, alhamdulillah, that is a very great bounty of Allah Ta'ala. But if it is not yet becoming a means of me refraining from haram, from immorality, from now just coming out from the masjid and pressing buttons of haram again, and sometimes waiting for salah and Allah forbid what kind of haram chatting is happening in the masjid, then there's a very serious problem still. Iqamat salah hasn't come. So that has to be brought alive. And then the third aspect Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, that's the greatest. The dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So Quran Sharif is also dhikr, highest form of dhikr. And salah is all about dhikr, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. But yet separately Allah highlights, in وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, this is the greatest aspect. That if the dhikr of Allah is alive in that salah, it becomes iqamat salah. If the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is alive in that tilawat, then it will truly become tilawat. And the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is alive in the heart, then the heart will get connected to Allah Ta'ala. Then there will be the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in the eyes. Because then when the person is confronted with any temptation, then the Quran Sharif will be alive in his eyes. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to my believing servants to lower their gaze. The Quran will live in his gaze. Then the Quran will live on his tongue. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Any vulgarity will never come on that tongue in which Quran Sharif is alive. Because his tongue now will be living Quran Sharif. So he will speak that which is best because the Quran Sharif commands that. So vulgarity, speaking in a demeaning way, humiliating somebody, saying hurtful things, all that won't come on his tongue. His tongue will speak that which will bring, which will join, not which will break apart. His tongue will become a means of bringing happiness to the hearts of people. إِدْخَالُ السُّرُورِ فِي قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. It's a very great ibadat. Obviously all this within the limits of deen and shariat. So the point is bringing Quran Sharif alive. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this 3-point plan. This prescription in the Quran Sharif. أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Step 1. So even though that maybe concentration of that level hasn't come alive yet, maybe that devotion is not there yet, that quality of tilawat is still missing, but first start the tilawat. Start the tilawat and inshallah make the effort for everything else. But if you don't have the container, what are you going to pour into? Start the container first. The tilawat must come alive in every home. Unfortunately, to the extent that screen time has taken over, tilawat time went away. So many a person sometimes says that he's had 3 hours, 4 hours screen time. Tilawat time, zero. But the Quran Sharif is also going to complain on the day of Qiyamah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will complain. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will complain to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, my people, they forsook the Quran Sharif. Imagine in our time and age now, if this is recorded, 4 hours screen time, 3 hours screen time, 2 hours screen time, Quran time, zero time. How we'll face the situation if that complaint comes against us as well? إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. So these are occasions, this little muzakara is merely a muzakara for myself, first and foremost, for all of us, that we have to bring the Quran Sharif alive. These are occasions to remind ourselves and to once again enliven this message and lesson. that unfortunately we have neglected the Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, we see these occasions coming time and again. Hufaz are, alhamdulillah, being produced in our madaris, in our makatib, in homes. But then, together with that, this must become the standard thing, that every home is alive with Quran Sharif, alive with bringing the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into our lives, alive with deen, ta'lim of deen is taking place, ta'lim of the fazail. All this has to come alive in every home, in every heart, in every life, and all the efforts of deen are for this, for nothing else, but to bring deen alive. Bring deen alive in its entirety, that is what every effort of deen is all about. So it's one thing that we now, mashallah, make an effort. Many of us have this shock. We want to make our children hufaz excellent. Allah Ta'ala increase that shock. Allah Ta'ala keep this continuing as a legacy in the generations to come. But it mustn't stop there. That is one very important step. But that is a step as a starting point. The recitation of the Quran Sharif is a step also in that direction. And together with that, practice on the Quran Sharif and conveying the message of the Quran Sharif to one and all this is part of our responsibility. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. All the efforts of deen are on the same note as well. MashaAllah, the ijtima to take place next week. There's also the same purpose. All the madaris, the same effort. Everything is to bring it to the same point. And how we can come, inspire, be inspired by the muzakaras that will take place, the talks of iman and yaqeen, to build up this yaqeen that we bring entire deen alive. It's not just about some things on the surface. Bringing deen alive, every facet of deen, ibadat must come alive. Our muamalat and dealings must come correct. Our muasharat and social life, that must come alive. It's not departmentalizing. MashaAllah, I'm making my ibadat, so I speak at home as I wish. I treat people around me in any other way. Our muasharat must come right. Our akhlaq must come alive. Deen is about everything put together. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala accept the khatams that have taken place. Allah Ta'ala make it a means of tremendous khair and barakah for the families, for the hufaz, for the families, and for the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدي وأصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهدنا جميعا
اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت إله العالمين يا الله oh most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the khatam of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you for our own forgiveness, Ya Allah. For the forgiveness of our families, Ya Allah. For the forgiveness of our communities, Ya Allah. For the forgiveness of the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us your true and loyal servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your obedient slaves, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, enable us to practice the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Enable us to recite the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Enable us to live the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Enable us to live the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, save us from the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove their ways from our lives, Ya Allah. Remove their thinking from our minds, Ya Allah. Remove their aspirations from our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the aspirations of Deen, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the yearning for Akhirat, Ya Allah. With the yearning for Jannat, Ya Allah. With the yearning of seeing you in Jannat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the Amal of Deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the efforts of Deen, Ya Allah. Accept us in our progeny till Qiyamah for the khidmat of Deen, Ya Allah. With ikhlas, with afiyat, with qabooliyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, save us from all the fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Save us from all the fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Save the ummah from all the fitna, Ya Allah. Save the ummah from all the corruption, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make these plans and schemes of the batil fail, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, turn their schemes against them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect all the efforts of deen, Ya Allah. Protect the masajid and madaris, Ya Allah. Protect the makatib, Ya Allah. Protect the khanqahs, Ya Allah. Protect the effort of da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect all the institutions of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect all those who are making an effort of deen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. You grant ikhlas in all the efforts, Ya Allah. Accept it for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Make it a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us to your pleasure, Ya Allah. Guide us to your pleasure, Ya Allah. Allah, guide us to your pleasure, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us, Ya Allah. Allah, all those amal that, Ya Allah, you are pleased with, Ya Allah. Save us from everything you are displeased with, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, bring deen alive in our homes, Ya Allah. Bring deen alive in every home, Ya Allah. Bring deen alive in every heart, Ya Allah. In every life, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring salah alive in every home, Ya Allah. In every masjid, Ya Allah. Let the masajid be abad, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the tilawat of the Quran Sharif alive, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, give us the reality of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. The attachment to the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. The love of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept us for the khidmat of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. And to spread the message of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the khatam of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, for every khair, Ya Allah, for afiyat in deen, Ya Allah, for afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all those who are sick, give them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustamirra, da'ima. Remove every trace of their ailments, Ya Allah. Allah, those in financial difficulties, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant abundant barakat in each one's risk, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from every drop and grain of haram and doubtful things, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, Ya Allah, to all that which is pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Save us from everything that is displeasing to you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, of exerting ourselves for your Mubarak Deen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you save us from all the haram, Ya Allah. Protect us, Ya Allah. Save our eyes from haram, Ya Allah. Save our ears and tongue from haram, Ya Allah. Save our hands and feet from haram, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts out of all the evils, Ya Allah, of all the vices, Ya Allah, of all the base qualities, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with akhlaqi hamida, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the reality of iman, Ya Allah, with taqwa, Ya Allah, with tawazu, Ya Allah, with tawakkul and inabat and ruju, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the love of his deen, ya Allah, with the love of his Mubarak Sunnah, ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah, ya Allah, the upcoming istima, ya Allah, you accept it, ya Allah, make it easy, ya Allah, ya Allah, you make it successful, ya Allah, make it a means of hidayat for the entire mankind, ya Allah, make it a means of every heart getting connected to you, ya Allah, make it a means of deen in every facet becoming alive, ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah, make it a means of, ya Allah, every heart becoming filled with your Mahabbat, ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah, ya Allah, throughout the world, ya Allah, wherever efforts of deen are taking place, ya Allah, on the path of haq, ya Allah, accept it, ya Allah, ya Allah, accept it, ya Allah, make it a means of hidayat, ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, throughout the world, ya Allah, wherever the Muslims are in any difficulty and hardship, ya Allah, remove their difficulties, ya Allah, remove their suffering and pain, ya Allah, grant afiyat in deen, ya Allah, grant afiyat in dunya, ya Allah, ya Allah, our brothers and sisters of Palestine, ya Allah, you protect them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you show your special rahmat on them, ya Allah. Your special nusrat on them, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you strengthen them against their enemies, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, accept their shuhada, ya Allah. Make that, ya Allah, that shahadat become a means of hidayat for the entire mankind, ya Allah. Spread, make it a means of hidayat spreading on every inch of that land, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give them victory over their enemies, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Allahumma at'imuhum min ju' wa aminhum min khawf. Allahumma at'imuhum من جوع وآمنهم من خوف اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا إله العالمين يا الله يا الله يا نسيم الله يا الله destroy the army of Abraha يا الله and destroy the Pharaoh يا الله Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant hidayah to the Pharaohs of this time, ya Allah. And hidayah is not decreed for them, ya Allah. Allah, wipe them out from the face of this earth, ya Allah. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'ta. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'ta. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'ta. Allahumma khalif bayna kalimatihim. وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah, Allah, on such a Mubarak occasion, ya Allah, all the things we should have been asking for, ya Allah, without asking granted to us, ya Allah. Allahul Alameen, whatever we have been asking for, ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, grant it to us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our feeble du'as, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant all the best of dunya and akhirah to one and all, ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله